to introduce our next guest, John Mooney, who is right now in Foley's Pub and Restaurant, which is located at 18 West 33rd Street in New York. And for anybody, you know, who might be wondering, what is that fellow doing in a pub at this hour of the morning? He's actually working. But I wanted to play Take Me Out to the Ball Game, and the only version I have here is Sister Mary Beata with the George M. Cohan medley. And if we had 9.5 minutes, we could, we could play that, John Mooney. And somewhere in the middle of that would be Take Me Out to the Ball Game, you can be absolutely sure. John, you're very welcome.
Thanks, Adrian.
Wanted to know that we ignored you for a few years after you left. It was a bit huffed. When you, as the reporter for Irish Radio back when, you know, when you were a laddie and I was, I didn't have a grey hair on my head, but you were a reporter, first of all, for Irish Radio Network USA, and then you went on to be a noted reporter for CBS Network Radio. But in the midst of all of that, public relations was your goal, and you're damn good at it, as evidenced by where you've gone over the last couple of decades. Thought we'd slip that one in there. First of all, you're welcome.
Thank you.
When I look at some of the public relations undertakings that you have, and then we go to Foley's, as we celebrate the 2018 Irish American Baseball Hall of Fame and the honorees, it wouldn't be a stretch, and you don't have to acknowledge this, that in fact, long before the notion for Irish American Baseball Hall of Fame, you were in cahoots there, and as a public relations man, with Foley's. And when I look at the ad for Foley's, when it says the bar with balls, then, fortunately, and then in small little writing underneath it said, seriously, like over 3,000 of them.
Yeah.
I said, there's Mooney, if I ever, always a nose for getting attention. But John, start by telling us about, baseball and the significance, or did you create the significance of Irish-American baseball, Hall of Hall of Fame honorees. Like, where did that come out of?
Oh, my goodness, Adrian. You know, the history of the game, it's long been an immigrant game. And, in fact, when baseball really rose to become the national pastime, many of the stars who were of ethnic persuasions became heroes in their own communities. So, it wasn't always a promoted profession. I mean, oftentimes the families would frown upon it. So, there are famous ones like Lou Gehrig, the Yankee legend. They were German immigrants and they didn't quite understand. And even Joe DiMaggio, the father was like, you're going to go do what? They were fishermen out in San Francisco. But long before any of them, the Irish were very important and very instrumental in the beginning of the game. The first superstar, even before Babe Ruth, was named Mike King Kelly. And every bar in Boston would have a picture of Kelly sliding into a bass. And he became the subject of a pop song called Slide, Kelly Slide. He was one of the first people ever that would give out autographs. Usually it was reserved for presidents or, you know, some heads of state. But, you know, Kelly became a pop figure and then in the off season did vaudeville. So, you know, he dated before the turn of, you know, the 20th century. And then some of the great, great legendary names in baseball, when you look at its origins, Connie Mack, who won more baseball games as a manager than anyone else. He owned the Philadelphia A's, so he couldn't get fired. He owned the team. Connie Mack was born Cornelius Medogudi, and he was from the Ring of Kerry, and one of the great, you know, one of the founders of the American League. John McGraw of the New York Giants, who would be second in career victories as a manager, and one of the great shapers of the game. He was, you know, Irish as well, and in a lot of the great, great early stars. So how we came up with this is in 1946, there was a group of players inducted into Cooperstown, into the real Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. Ten of them were Irish. There were 10 inductees. 9 were Irish, and the other one was married to an Irish woman. It was unbelievable, you know, just how many had gotten in. And it got me thinking that they could have a Hall of Fame of their own. And that's really how it started. And we've had some wonderful people come, you know, surprising. Brian Cashman of the Yankees. Mm-hmm. And I looked at him and I said, "You're Irish?" And he goes, "Well, you probably think I'm Jewish, and most people, you know, most people do." He said, "But I'm a proud graduate of Catholic University in Washington, D.C., and my middle name is McGuire." So Brian McGuire Cashman is one of our early inductees. Yeah. Tim McCarver, the broadcaster, Steve Garvey, and we were the first organization, Adrian, in 50 years to honor Walter O'Malley in New York City, because Walter O'Malley obviously moved the Dodgers out of Brooklyn, but his impact on the game was everlasting because it opened up baseball in California, and his son Peter O'Malley came, flew out from California, and actually is also an inductee. And Peter O'Malley has been very instrumental in building baseball over in Ireland, and as you know, they won the European Championship this week.
Amazing. It really is. Now, Foley's pub and restaurant, you found that place for us and for many others. That's across the street from the Empire State Building in New York, down on 33rd Street. Foley's, where are the Foley's? Well, you won't find any, but you will. You'll find Sean Clancy and his father before him, Cavan natives, and they started again, going back to the website here. It takes a lot of Leroy to actually come up with a selection of balls, 3,000 in all. Where of baseball? Where did that get started?
Well, one of the first players, you know, Sean Clancy came over in the early 90s, as many Irish immigrants did. You know, he worked in various pubs across Manhattan. It's a, you know, it's a story that's been told over and over through the decades of people coming here, working hard, and then starting their own business. So he had learned a lot about baseball, and when he was working at the bar, he said it was the one subject that everybody seemed to know. You could talk to someone about the Mets and the Yankees. If you met a tourist who was from out of town, they usually knew something about their hometown team. So he had this love. And then the first baseball was actually signed by Joe McEwing of the New York Mets, Super Joe, they call him. And he was a big fan of the place, and he would bring in other players like David Wright of the New York Mets when the two of them were on the team together. So it started, and then as if a player came in, Sean would ask him to sign a ball. So, you know, you've been in business 14 years, you accumulate a lot of balls over the, over the years, and but it's not just players. I mean, you don't have to be a baseball fan to enjoy Foley's. There are singing stars, including Bono and Katy Perry. There are presidents, cardinals, you name it, you know, movie stars who've all signed balls for Foley's. And if you look in the media section, you can find Adrian Flannery's ball as well.
Hey. All right. Okay, I was going to say something, but I let that go. That is an amazing history, and yet, you know, we've said that the Irish influence on Irish sports, particularly in America, would be, you know, relatively, you know, confined to not baseball. But that's a tremendous story in itself.
Oh yes, this is a guy coming over who'd never seen a professional baseball game, obviously growing up in Ireland until he got here, and there's a certain coming of full circle where last year we welcomed the 18U Irish team, which won the junior championship last year, and they all came in, the entire team. And then, Sean was a sponsor of the live stream broadcast of the European Championships this year.
Mm-hmm. The we've been there, obviously, and on numerous occasions, and indeed, we broadcast a few years back. We were there when you were announcing the Hall of Fame inductees. Many would say, well, that's fine, but you know, very few big name honorees show up, and each year there's a surprise. Indeed, yes, they do. And can you paint give us a picture, if you will, of Foley's, like, okay, 3,000 balls, where the hell are they displayed and how are they displayed?
Well, they're in cases along the walls, and they're organized by, sometimes by teams, sometimes by what the signees in that section are known for. So there's a media section where the newspaper writers, such as the great Jimmy Breslin, his baseball would be there. You have broadcasters. Vin Scully would be the one that comes to mind, and there's a broadcaster section. There's little sections of 500 home run hitters or 1986 Mets, and they kind of organize together. And then you have the celebrity and general interest folks. And there's lots of, you know, interesting memorabilia, bricks from Wrigley Field, game-used jerseys, seats from the old Shea Stadium and Yankee Stadium. So it's really, someone told us, they call it a barzeum. You know, it's a museum inside a bar. And it's the largest public display of baseball memorabilia outside of Cooperstown. And you can walk in and see it for free. And anyone is welcome to come to the induction ceremony, which will be
this Tuesday
the 7th at noon. And we have a great, great Irish name, Irish family being inducted this year, Adrian. It's the Feeney family. So Chubb Feeney and his daughter Katie, who was a pioneering baseball executive. So they're the first father and daughter to be inducted into the Irish American Baseball Hall of Fame.
Wow.
And their Chubb was the National League president for many, many years. And they're also descendants of Charles Stoneham, who was the owner of the New York Giants. And actually, he was the one who moved the Giants from the Polo Grounds out to San Francisco. So the Feeney family is one of the golden names of baseball. And Chubb and Katie Feeney will be inducted, along with the owner of the St. Paul Saints, which is a minor league team very well known for its innovations, which is co-owned by Bill Murray, the comedian, and it gave Darryl Strawberry his second chance in baseball, the St. Paul Saints. And the owner of that team with Bill Murray, his name is Tom Whaley, who will be there. And then we have something fun. We have Jack O'Connell, and Jack O'Connell is a longtime journalist, and he has one of the greatest jobs in the country. He gets to call the players who are inducted into the National Baseball Hall of Fame to tell them they've won selection. So he's going to have some great stories for us. And there's also an award, which I think you'll love. It celebrates the mothers of Irish players. It's called the I Didn't Know You Were Irish Award. And this year it's going to umpire Dan Iasonia, which kind of sounds like lasagna, but his maternal roots are in Ireland, and every year we honor someone whose Irish roots are not widely known.
That's really, and by the way, all of this comes with the blessing of the National Baseball Hall of Fame, and indeed, you know, congratulations are in order. We hear more about Foley's after somebody has actually been there and just shocked to the point, you know, they can be gobsmacked, like they've just, you know, discovered, you know, an oasis of, you know, with Irish background and Irish folk, of a sport that many would not associate at all with the Irish. But it's the events, your annual event is great. And again, that's this too. Everybody's welcome. You don't need tickets. Just show up, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
So maybe we'll see you there too.
Yeah. I would know. I'd be kind of interested in if there's anything down there, you know, that is associated with me and baseball. I'd imagine that that's step one towards the Guinness Book of Records, because if there's anybody who knows less about sports than myself, I would like them to raise their hand. John, very good. By the way, out of respect for Foley's and the tradition of Foley's, your hand and your thumbprint and your fingerprint is all over one of the, since we're talking about baseball, one of the ballsiest promotions that you ever did, and that was to ban, on behalf of Foley's Restaurant, the song Danny Boy, all over. And with my, on St. Patrick's Day.
Jeez.
Wow. And you know, out of respect for that world event, we just got a whistler by the name of Steve Herbst to whistle it. I mean, is that all right? Do you think you'd even have a, would Foley's even take a whistling version of Danny Boy?
Sure. And in fact, Adrian, you were there when we welcomed the song back with the great Eileen Patterson, we had a little celebration.
Yeah.
It was great. So sure, I'd love that.
Absolutely. And I just want to let you know that whereas many were, you know, because of, again, you the PR men who raised the hairs of the neck by banning Danny Boy, I wasn't all that upset about it at all. But anyway, let's try to clarify where we're ahead. John, again, is this Tuesday?
Tuesday from noon to 1 p.m.
Terrific. And any time, that matter, anybody is in the way. It's Foley's Bar and Restaurant, 18 West 33rd Street in New York City. The telephone number, 212-290-0080. And our guests, and somebody we've known, you know, both as a reporter and a friend for ever and a day, John Mooney, the principal, the owner of Over the Moon Public Relations Company. Again, your own website is?
OverTheMoonPR.com.
Fantastic. Okay. All right.
Thanks, Adrian. Appreciate it. It's always fun catching up.
Thank you. All right.